In the name of the one God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. This morning, I read of the experience that a former seminary classmate of mine had following the 7 a.m. Ash Wednesday service at his parish. A parishioner approached him and explained how much they had enjoyed his homily, and then continued by saying that he could have gotten the same message across with just three words: Easter is coming. That parishioner was right. Easter is coming. We understand this because Christians have had the benefit of that knowledge for more than 2,000 years. We know this because we have the scriptures and an awareness of how the story ends. Well, at least this part of the story. We know this because our entire faith is based upon the triumphant moment that Jesus defeated death and walked out of the tomb. Easter is coming, but Easter is not here yet. Before we get to that day, just as we move through the night in anticipation of the sunrise, we now begin our journey through Lent, and we anticipate the resurrection morning. And during these next 40 days, there are things we can do to prepare ourselves. Now, when speaking of Lent, we hear and we use very familiar words: penitence, obedience, discipline, reflection. People deliberate what to give up in their lives or what new discipline to add. They make choices about adding devotional reading or diving more deeply into the Gospels. They decide what new form of exercise to add, exercise for the body and the mind and the spirit. In the final chapter of one of my favorite novels, and one that you've heard me mention in the past, The Great Gatsby, the title character's father has come to attend his son's funeral and is having a conversation with Nick Carraway. The father pulls out a book that Gatsby had had as a child and begins to read to Nick from a list of things that his son had written into it. General resolves. No wasting time at Shafter's, or a name that was indecipherable. No more smoking or chewing. Bathe every day. Read one improving book or magazine every week. Save $5, which he scratched out and then wrote $3 per week. Be better to parents. As a young boy, Gatsby had gone through moments of introspection. He had reflected on himself and on his life and determined what he could do to improve both. As the title of his list stated, he resolved to do more and to be better. Now, I don't know what was on F. Scott Fitzgerald's mind when he was writing this chapter, but the list has a very Lenten feel to it. Isn't what Gatsby was doing in this instance a Lenten discipline of a sort? We too are called to look inwardly, to reflect on our lives and on our relationship with God. As the ashes are marked on our foreheads, we are called to reflect on their meaning, to reflect on the dust from which we came, and on the overwhelming love of God that caused him to bring us forth out of that dust. We are called to reflect on those things that separate us from God, on the actions of our lives, and on the sins we commit that put distance between us and our Creator. And like Gatsby and his personal self-improvement list, we are called to make resolves, to make decisions and changes in our lives to bring us back into right relationship with God. Gatsby ended his list by resolving to find ways to be better to his parents. Lent is our opportunity to find a way to be better to our Father through improving or adjusting how we use the life we have been given. As the Easter sunrise approaches, we shouldn't be afraid of the Lenten dark. The God who created us, the God who brought us forth from the dust, is with us and loves us. As we make mistakes and we struggle to become better, the God who created us is with us and loves us. In the miracle of the resurrection of his Son, God shows once again that he is with us and he loves us. And throughout all time, even to the day when we return to the dust from which we have been formed, the God who created us will be with us and will love us. Amen.